Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
First couple that says hello, Sound of Music to Eyes Wide Shut. It's forget about it.
And it got me so hot being at work, thinking that he was talking to her and that something might happen where she was going to end up at my house. Like, I mean, we loved the club sex and having sex with other people, but the intimacy with him when we get home is just incredibly hot on so many levels.
I understand the occasional cross swords and stuff, but
Friend.
I'm not there yet.
Wait, did you say yet?
You never know.
It was all business. Like, we, all four of us, knew what we were there for. We just went right for it.
From the pictures and all, I'm expecting the Marlboro Man. And I go and open the door, and I'm looking up, and I end up looking down.
And I was, like, shaking but smiling at the same time. I mean, it was... And then to have Jay behind me and him in front of me, I mean, it was incredibly hot.
We had probably about 15, 16 people watching us.
Doing what?
Well, we swapped.
Yeah.
You were with her, I was with him, and then I was on her. And then...
As long as he's smoothly shaved, and I never take the blindfold off.
Okay, so, but you're open to... You know, if something were to happen, you're not going to freak out.
I do enjoy women in the moment. It makes me uncomfortable to, maybe my game sucks with women.
Get ready. This is Consenting Adults.
The conversations you're about to hear are intended for mature audiences. If adult themes are offensive to you, well... Grow up.
So dirty talk, so yeah. Sex talk.
Yeah, it started off as dirty talk.
I was actually, like, very excited to see my partner with somebody else.
She looked at me and said, so you want to have sex with other people, that's what you're saying.
Okay. And you find it a turn on to hear about what he did.
Yeah, and then it's like, I want to come home and get it the way she got it.
Does he know you have a boyfriend?
Well, yes.
This is Consenting Adults with Lena Wynn.
My guests today are a couple I'm somewhat familiar with only because I gave them a shout out on an earlier show because I noticed that they were new followers of ours on Twitter, JKTX Couple on Twitter. I know you're going to go look for them, so just let me warn you. Just let me warn you, the stuff they post, I mean, some of it is funny. They've got a great sense of humor, and some of it's kind of... provocative. And then some of it is super provocative. So just be forewarned. And of course, you know that, now that I said that, everyone's going to come looking for you guys. Okay, so JKTX Couple, now I know what it all means. He is J, she is K. They're from somewhere in Texas. He is 50, she is 44. He's in construction, she's in healthcare. Interestingly enough, unlike the other couples that I've interviewed, you guys are not married. You're dating.
We might as well be. That's just a formality. Okay. We're under the same roof. We've got 4 kids between the two of us. We're solid.
4 kids. 4 teenagers, as I understand it,
four
right?
4 teenagers, yes.
In the same house. And how do you find time to, like, do anything?
We don't.
That's our biggest challenge.
I haven't had sex in 3 years.
Shut up.
Okay, so Jay and Kay have been together for 3 years, right? About 3 years. And yes. They've been in the lifestyle for almost as long.
Yeah, we pretty much dove in right away.
But when you first started, were you monogamous with each other?
Yes.
Yes, for the first 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh my gosh.
Stop it. That's not true.
Well, but then what happened? How did you, what brought it up?
She was on vacation in the Atlantic somewhere with with ex-husband and her kids. And I was hungover when when we got on the phone and we just started talking about it, what our fantasies are, what we want to do.
Let me just preface this by saying that is his absolute horniest when he's hungover.
Yes.
So we were having this conversation. He was super hungover and okay, go for it.
And well, we just started talking about like what turns us on the most, what gets us going. And it pretty much like steamrolled from there.
So people might be talking about different positions that turn them on, or maybe different fantasies they may think about, or maybe a little BDSM or whatever. But did either of you actually say you want to have sex with other people or a bunch of people?
I don't know. I don't know if it was that, but it's just the whole what brought it up was wanting to see her with somebody else. Mm.
He wanted to see me with a woman.
Okay. See, that's different.
Every man wants to see a woman with a woman.
And at that time, I had just gotten out of a marriage for a very long time. And I think him and I both have just sort of this freaky side that we always sort of, you know, shove down deep because it's so taboo. And then when we just started talking about it, we were like, oh my God, you know, you're like me and I'm like you. And then it just steamrolled from there.
Okay. You've got to tell me about some of this stuff though.
Okay.
Like,
what do you mean freaky?
More than just her and I. I mean, it's like group sex. Sure. I mean, do we want to get all tied up and whipped and stuff? Maybe not.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do. I don't. I mean, we were both in marriages before from suppressed sexual activity from before. It's just now it's like we want to live our best life.
And luckily, both of us had those feelings and we both wanted to embrace it. And it just happened. So, yeah. So initially it started out with he had been on Twitter long before. I didn't even know that the freaky side of Twitter existed. And he had been on it before more as, you know, as a single male. And so then he started showing me things. And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. This is really cool. And he was like, and, you know, I'm friends with this one and this one. And, you know, just the conversation just started leading to what he wanted. And then, of course, that got my freak flag flying. And so before we actually did anything in the lifestyle, we were on Twitter. We were taking pictures and, you know, experimenting with that and talking to other couples. And it wasn't until probably almost a year later that we actually were officially in the lifestyle where we went to, you know, our first party or our first club.
But before this, neither of you actually were in the lifestyle, right?
No.
Okay, so you had fantasies about it, but neither of you were in the lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. You figure out that you've got something in common, and that is you're both freaks, right?
Closet freaks.
Okay, so you're both closet freaks, and so you kind of jump head in. How do you start that? What was your first move?
So we started researching clubs here in the area, and we just decided to just go. And our plan.
We were supposed to do a reconnaissance mission.
Yes, we were just going to go and observe and see what it's all about. You know, I was dressed nice, but I was not dressed how, you know, women dress in the clubs. You know, I was just going to be a wallflower and kind of take it all in and see what was happening.
But
that's not what happened.
Somebody's juices got flowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we're there, so we're watching everything. And I kept telling him, we were standing in front of this big window where it was the group sex room. And I was watching these, it was just people on top of people like puppy dogs. And I was like, come on, babe, let's go in there. And he was like, no, I'm not ready. I was like, come on, babe, let's go in there. Let's just go in. And he was like, no, I'm not ready. And we actually almost got into a fight. because I was pushing and he was saying no.
For women, it's like, it's easy. Y'all are ready. Guys, you get performance anxiety. Little Jay doesn't want to cooperate. And
wait a second. At 50, they're still naming their penises?
Well, it's just half of me. So it's the stronger half of me.
Okay. So, I mean, understandably, you're a little nervous about, you know, if you're going to be able to perform, if you do go in there. Did you end up going in?
So we end up, he compromised with me. So there's this like semi-private room upstairs. And we went up there and we were messing around. I was giving him head and, you know, people were walking by. And so, but he was still just not completely into it. And so I was like, all right, fine. So we went back downstairs and we and finally I surrendered and I was like, all right, I'll stop pushing you.
And it was like, you know, you're talking, this is every guy's fantasy. He's like, you know, there's groups, there's people all over the place. You want to be part of this. And I just could not get into it. And we were on like she said, on the verge of getting into a fight. And I said, look, let's just stop. Let's, you know, let's peel back a little bit and let's go back to our original plan of just being here to observe. So we went downstairs and with all good intentions, you know, just gonna observe. First couple that says hello, Sound of Music to Eyes Wide Shut. It's forget about it.
Yeah. First couple was like, hi, what's your name? Shook hands. Somehow we ended up in the group theater room.
On the back couch, we had probably about 15, 16 people watching us.
Doing what?
Well, we swapped.
Yeah.
You were with her. I was with him. And then I was on her. And then, you know, we were just standing around. And then people all around us started getting excited. So I looked up at one point and there's women giving their men head. There was one guy jacking off behind us. I mean, it was a full-on show. And so finally, the four of us kind of, you know, busted our bubble. And kind of looked at each other. We're like, well, maybe we should go somewhere a little bit more private. So we went back up to that semi-private room upstairs. And then we just had so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. You build me up.
It was a full
swap. You build me up.
I mean, it was all business. Like we, all four of us knew what we were there for. We just went right for it. And it was a full swap. So Jay took her and I was next to him with her man. And, we fucked for like, God, probably not that long, maybe like an hour or so, but people kept coming up and watching and having their drinks and then they walk off. And then, I mean, but it didn't faze us. We were just having so much fun. It was so weird.
But the funniest part was driving home, talking about it, and having sex till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh. You know, I've heard that part of the story with just about every couple. After the wild, you know, the wild sex part, then you come home and it's like, you can't keep your hands off each other.
You can't. And you relive all the naughty things that you did and, you know, your dirtiness and you're just so hot for each other. And I think it's a combination of like, oh my God, this just happened. And then also the reclaiming part of it where like, I love him so much and he allowed this to happen for me and I for him, that it just, it creates just this crazy intimacy that's just through the roof. Like, I mean, we loved the club sex and having sex with other people, but the intimacy with him when we get home is just incredibly hot on so many levels.
Now, because you guys were dating and it was fairly new in a relationship, was there any jealousy issues at all?
We, knock on wood, have never had any jealousy issues at all. No.
Not even that first time. Like the first time you're looking over, it instead turned you on.
Yeah, because I think both of us know at this point in time where we are and what we want. So it's like, yes, you know, this is what you signed up for. So there's no reason for you to be getting jealous.
No, there's none. And not to say, I mean, I'm sure it happens down the road at some point to everybody, but that hasn't surfaced for us at all. In fact, I have this fantasy of just him being with another woman without me. And we were talking recently, or he was talking recently with a woman who he used to date. And at first, you know, I always said to him, we could never be with somebody that used to date. But for some reason, when he wanted to start talking to this other woman, like I encouraged it. And it got me so hot being at work, thinking that he was talking to her and that something might happen where she was going to end up at my house and they were going to be fucking all afternoon. And then I get to come home and then have him all to myself.
Like maybe a few months ago, that might have surprised me to hear it from anybody. But there's this common thread. I don't know. It's this confidence. Right. And
yes.
This trust. People who don't understand the lifestyle will listen to a story like this and say, well, clearly she doesn't love him.
No.
I've never had this level of trust in anybody in my life. And before in my other marriage, I wouldn't leave my phone unguarded, unlocked, face up on the dinner table.
Well, wait a second. Why not?
It's my privacy. It's like, I didn't want to share anything.
Huh.
Well, and she wasn't really supportive of him watching porn and stuff like that either. I don't care.
I'm like an open book. There's like absolutely zero. I have zero skeletons in my closet. It's like, I know there's people out there that are married. They've been married for years. They have skeletons in your closets. I have buddies that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero skeletons. And that's like the most refreshing thing ever. Because like, you don't walk around on eggshells. You don't worry about anything. Everything is out in the open.
Let me ask you, because you're now, you're 50 and she's 44, you've both been divorced, you've kind of lived life and you're more mature now. Let's think back to your 30-something-year-old self even. Do you think you would have been able to handle something like this back then?
I'm pretty sure I could have.
If I'm being completely honest, I didn't even know that this existed.
Right, but were you ever a jealous person back when you were younger? Like, could you have imagined being turned on by watching your guy with someone else?
I think the difference is, yes, I have been jealous in the past, but the difference is the only way that this works is the level of transparency and trust that we have. So, of course, when you're dating somebody in the past and they're, you know, they're being a little shady and stuff like that, then of course jealousy is going to creep in because you become insecure and you're wondering and all that. But whenever you're on the same playing field and you're completely open and honest with each other, no, there's no jealousy.
Is there anything that you discovered about the other person, having been in the lifestyle now, that you didn't know before?
She's a freak. Like a
no, you knew
freak.
That. You knew that.
No.
That's a good question.
Like, well, did you know that she was into a little BDSM?
You know, to be honest, I'm the one that had the ropes and the stuff.
Yeah, but I had
played with that before. Not so much tying myself up, but tying a partner that I was with.
And he would tell me stories about those experiences, and it really got me excited. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So, which leads us, I mean, if I could tell you quickly our first single male experience, like this was super hot. It was also, the experience was super hot, but it was also a major rookie mistake move on our part too.
Oh, tell me about it.
We were looking for a single male, which aren't hard to find. And we had rented a hotel down in downtown. I was going to have him come up like as a waiter and end up, just taking advantage of her while I'm standing there. But that didn't work out. So then I set it up to happen at my house. This is before we moved in together. And I just hurried through the process, invited the guy over.
I didn't know it was going to happen. I had no idea. And so we're at his house. And then all of a sudden, like he tells me to be there at a certain time and he tells me what to wear. And then we're in his bedroom. And then all of a sudden he takes these ropes out and he ties me up with my hands over my head in the doorway. So I'm kind of like semi-suspended with my hands tied above my head.
And on full display.
On full display and a blindfold. And then all of a sudden I hear a knock at the front door.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? So he was like, hold on, I'll be right back. So he goes to the front door.
I go to the front door and I'm expecting from the pictures and all, I'm expecting the Marlboro Man. And I go and open the door and I'm looking up and I end up looking down.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah. So I would say, well, bro, you're here.
Jay?
Yes.
Welcome to the lives of 99% of women.
Well, I said, you're here. You got a pulse. Come on in.
But in all fairness, it was a very nice experience. He made me feel super comfortable. It was hot. I mean,
No.
Okay. So you let him in.
Yeah.
Yes. I let him in. And at this point, like I'm breathing heavy because I'm like, what is about to happen? And then all of a sudden I hear them and they're coming closer. And then I feel these stranger hands all over me. And he's saying things like, oh, I like. And then he starts kissing my neck and he starts playing with my breasts. And there's nothing I can do but just stand there completely vulnerable with my hands over my head and just let it happen. And so, and I was like shaking, but smiling at the same time. I mean, it was. And then to have Jay behind me and him in front of me, I mean, it was incredibly hot. So we played like that for a little bit and then moved to the bed and
spent a couple hours on.
Yeah.
A couple of hours.
I got so spoiled. I got so spoiled.
Was there any interaction between the guys?
No.
He came close and he did make mention, but no.
No, Jay's not into that. He understands
I understand the occasional cross, cross swords and stuff, but
right.
I'm not there yet.
Wait, did you say yet?
You never know.
Oh, very nice. So you're.
I'm not saying I'm open to it, but I'm just saying,
You never say never.
You never say never.
When you get caught up,
you never know what's going to happen. It's like you can get, caught up in the moment, and I don't know. I can't tell you what's going to happen.
I've been dying to ask most men this. Let's say you're in a play situation. Everything's hot and heavy. Let's say that the roles were reversed and you had your blindfold on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't see who it is. What if it was a man who went down on you?
We actually recently just had this conversation. And
as long as he's smoothly shaved. And I never take the blindfold off.
Okay, but you're open to, if something were to happen, you're not going to freak out.
I couldn't answer that question 100%. I'd have to be in the moment.
Right, okay. Now, Kay, is that something that would actually turn you on to see?
No, it wouldn't. I want to see him with a woman.
Okay, so you're both straight shooters.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much.
Well, wait a second. Didn't I hear you earlier, Kay, say that then you got on the other woman?
It's been a progression. So when we first started out, we talked a lot about, a threesome with me and another woman and him. And that's really where this all started. But as we've been going through the lifestyle, I've learned that my first taste is for men. So I can take it or leave it with women. And you won't find me flirting with women. You won't find me picking them up in bars. You won't find me approaching them in clubs. But in the heat of the moment, yes, absolutely. But I won't pursue. And it makes me uncomfortable to be pursued. But once we're in bed, that's a different story. Does that make any sense?
Well, it kind of. So I'm gonna follow up because I'm a good reporter that way. So in the moment, are you just wrapped up in the moment or is there actual attraction there?
In the moment, there's actual attraction. I do enjoy women in the moment. It makes me uncomfortable to... Maybe my game sucks with women. I don't know, but it makes me uncomfortable to pursue or be pursued, out in public or at the club.
I don't think your game sucks if you wouldn't have gotten pursued by that girl at that one party.
Oh, yeah,
her.
We were at a Christmas party and I ended up getting fucked by a 22-year-old girl with a strap on.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's not into it.
Again, back to this thing. Is it just purely sexual? There's no emotional thing, right?
No, there's no.
Because pursuing someone and flirting with someone is a little more emotional. It's not a purely sexual act.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a different kind of attraction there. It's almost like romantic.
Yeah.
It sounds like when you're in the moment, it's just a sexual act.
It's animalistic.
It's primal. It's visceral. It feels really good in the moment. But outside of that.
How much have you guys progressed? So you went from, just wanting maybe the threesome that 99.9% of men out there fantasize about.
Mm-hmm.
To what?
Well, we've had a pool party here. We had five couples here. Granted, not all five played and stayed.
Mm-hmm. There's been group experiences, mostly group experiences. I would say the single male was a threesome, but then everything else was, and then we had that full swap first experience, but then everything else has been a group, like multiple couples.
Is it multiple couples just in the same room or multiple couples like puppy pile?
In the same room. So when we went to that Christmas party, we ended up with the 22-year-old, and then there were two other couples there as well. And so we had two beds, and we were just kind of all
just kind of like melded all over each other.
Yeah, just going back and forth and swapping. And I mean, I don't even know these men's names.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to do that you haven't yet?
So I think our next progression that we really talk a lot about and we haven't done yet because we haven't found the right people is we've always played together. We've always been in the same room, same people, same experience. And I think that we're ready to start venturing that out on solo play. Mm-hmm. I know me, I would really, really love if he had a single woman play partner, like even on the regular. I would love that. That just, that gets me so hot whenever I think about that.
Is the rule then that he's got to tell you about it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I have to... And also one of our big rules, and I think that helps with the transparency, is that all of our communication with everybody is out in the open. So we all are on the same text.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to approve of the other person?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. It was like she comes to me with her shopping list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I like this one, mm-hmm. and I like this one.
So what's your fantasy, Jay?
My whole thing is watching her be satisfied. So it's like my whole thing, especially when we're having sex, is I always talk about like, what would it be like if somebody else was behind you? Or, you know, she's got a fantasy. She's got a really dirty fantasy. And I was like, I really, 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 really want to fulfill it for her.
Girl, you're holding out on me.
She's got a 5-man limit right now.
Yeah, I just want to be used and abused and spoiled rotten by like 5 to 7 men. At one time.
So you want a gangbang?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
She'll be on like some of the swinging sites, and she'll come across a, because there's a lot of single guys on those swinging sites, and she'll come across one. She goes, I like this one. So, you know, I'll start up a conversation, and this time I'm going to vet. I'm going to meet.
Well, see, okay, so going back to our single male, how it was a rookie mistake was originally Jay was supposed to meet with him for drinks just to, you know, kind of feel him out, you know, get to know him, you know, make sure that physically he's what I would like. And we ended up not doing that. So it was a surprise when he came to the door. But then the other big giant surprise, which totally turned us off, and we've never talked to this person again. In fact, we blocked him on all of our social media outlets. Was we're lying in bed afterwards and we start talking about, you know, just random stuff. And he tells us he's married and his wife has no idea that he's in the lifestyle.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah. I know. We were pissed.
I bet. What's interesting is I think that people who are not in the lifestyle don't understand is that there is still a code of morality.
Yes.
Within the lifestyle. You know, people think this, just, people who don't approve think that this is so immoral.
And just mm-hmm. it's just like a fuckathon. Right. And it's not.
But it's about a lot of trust. And yeah. There is a moral code within the lifestyle.
There absolutely is.
They don't stand for cheating and lying and hiding and all that stuff.
No.
You meet some of the best people in the lifestyle. Some of the most upstanding people you'll ever want to meet. Some of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet. I mean, if I don't have sex with half of the people I've ever met in the lifestyle, just knowing that they're there to talk to.
Yeah, that we've made a lot of really good friends that we've never actually even played with. Hmm. The lifestyle people are so cool. And yeah, there is a code of ethics that comes with that. And I think that's one of the things is everybody's just so, you know, upfront and transparent, with the exception of that one.
Yeah.
God, I was so pissed.
Jay, are you saying what's your fantasy?
A reverse gangbang.
A what?
Oh, he went the whole...
A reverse gangbang.
Oh, you want a harem.
Yeah. Yes. No, seriously, I would love... My fantasy to fulfill her fantasy. I would love to see her in just complete bliss. But then on the other hand, I would love just a huge, like, 1970s key party. It's not like that anymore. It's not like that. I'm in it for her. As cheesy as that sounds, I'm in it for her. Granted, I get my thrills out of it, but yeah.
You absolutely do. You get spoiled. The challenge is for men is that there's, I mean, single men, I mean, there's so many, you know, but finding women is very difficult.
Right. Well, that's why they're called unicorns.
Mm-hmm. Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, last words. Last words on either how this has affected your relationship or your life, or if you have any advice for people who were kind of like you before all this, you know, like having to suppress those freaky ideas that they've got.
I would say if you feel that you have to suppress them with who you are with now, I wouldn't push it. I mean, it's a whole nother level of trust. And I mean, if you think that swinging is going to help your marriage, it's not.
No. If anything, it's going to
make it worse.
Really show up. Because
if you have a bad marriage, you already have insecurities, and going into the lifestyle, if you already have insecurities, they're just going to multiply.
Mm-hmm. Jay and I have conversations before we have any experience about, okay, what are our boundaries? What's a no-go tonight? What are you comfortable with? What's our safe word? Like, how do we, you know, tell each other that, you know, we want out of this? Like, you have to have a whole lot of conversation.
How do you communicate, we need out? How, is it like a hard thing, or do you have code or a way to get out of it nicely?
We haven't used an out yet, but I think
haven't had to yet.
But I'm thinking let's set parameter now, and say if I ever need a Coors Light, I'm out.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
So we're good.
And here's hoping he'll never need that beer. Jay and Kay, thanks for being on the show and sharing with us your story. All right, next time on Consenting Adults, have you heard of the term Yoda swingers? They're couples who have a lot of knowledge to impart because they've been in the lifestyle so long and have a lot of experience. Threesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Foursome.
Yes.
Yes.
Sixsome.
Yes. Yes.
Orgies.
Yes. Yes.
Public sex.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. Now I'm just finding out exactly how vanilla I am. Like, I'm running out of things. So catch the next episode of Consenting Adults. Do or do not. There is no try.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.